From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday, even as Iran state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. In a Twitter comment, the president said he had great respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. He said, "You will see support from the United States at the appropriate time." Iranian state television on Wednesday showed video of crowds waving Iranian flags and chanting in support of their supreme leader. Later in the day, Iran's Revolutionary Guards said the anti-government protests that erupted over the past few days were at an end. The rebellion has claimed 21 lives in the last week. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed 5 men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali service reporter Mohammed Olad Hassan reports.
The 5 men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Police in Peru say the death toll from an accident involving a passenger bus that went over a steep cliff near the capital Lima on Tuesday has climbed to 48. Police say the bus carrying 50 passengers was hit by a trailer truck on Tuesday and skidded off the road and over a cliff down to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. Rescuers worked through the evening recovering bodies. This is VOA News. For 20 years since 1987, the Gulu district in northern Uganda faced the brunt of war waged by Lord's Resistance Army rebels against the Ugandan government under the leadership of President Yoweri Museveni. Thousands of people, including men, women, and children, were abducted, killed, raped, maimed, and others were forcefully made to join the rebellion. Now one man has chosen to heal the scars of those still fighting internal wars using comfort dogs. Halima Athumani traveled to Gulu Town and brings us this story of fighting post-traumatic stress disorder using dogs.
11 years since the end of the civil war launched by the Lord's Resistance Army rebels against the Ugandan government, tens of thousands still struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. Mental health practitioners estimate that 7 in 10 people in northern Uganda were traumatically affected by the war. At the age of 12, Francis Okello Loya, a community psychologist, now 29, was blinded by a bomb blast as he dug in their family garden. The bomb shrapnel entered deep into his left eyeball socket, leading to his blindness. While dogs are mainly used for hunting in Uganda, and a few people warming up to owning dogs at home, especially for security, Okello went around collecting street dogs that are treated before being handed over to their guardians who get training in dog handling. The dogs find a home and the guardians, life companions. It is the hope of these former child war victims that their own children don't have the same fate, but play and enjoy their childhood. Halima Athumani for VOA News, Gulu.
A suicide bomber attacked a mosque in Nigeria's northern Borno state Wednesday, killing at least 10 people. Witnesses say the attacker entered the mosque in the town of Gamburu shortly before dawn prayers and detonated his explosives, reducing the building to rubble. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, but it bears the hallmarks of Boko Haram. 5 Kenyan police officers are dead after their vehicle was attacked by members of the al-Shabaab Islamic militant group on Wednesday. Officials say 3 police reservists and 2 senior officers were killed as they were traveling in the northern county of Mandera near the shared border with Somalia. Al-Shabaab remains active in Somalia, trying to overthrow the government and install a strict form of Islam. It has deployed bomb attacks against government, military, and civilian targets. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.